in Tucson, Arizona, a historic moment earlier this month when Regina Romero was sworn in as the city's new mayor. The Democrat is the city's first woman and first Latina to hold that job. Romero is Mexican-American, the daughter of immigrants, and a former city councilwoman. And she joins us now. Mayor Romero, nice to speak with you. Welcome.
Nice speaking with you, Peter.
And you were sworn in on December 2nd. What have you been up to since then? What were the top items on your agenda?
The first thing that we did, we were sworn in Monday. Tuesday, I ran my first meeting. And in that meeting, I had placed a couple of items that were important for me to act on. The first item was to approve a memorial against Trump's migrant protocol policy, the Remain in Mexico policy.
In other words, someone applying for asylum will have to wait in Mexico while that case is heard.
Yes, and that memorial took a position against that policy, and it passed unanimously, 7-0 on the council. And then the other one was to have the city of Tucson add ourselves to an amicus brief against Trump's border wall.
And we should point out this is important because Tucson, really not far from the border at all for people who aren't familiar.
We are 40 minutes away from the border, less than 100 miles, and Tucson has been leading on issues of immigrant rights and taking positions against militarizing the border and against Trump's administration on his policies on the border. And so we live here, we live it, we know much more. We want to take clear positions against these issues.
Well, you know, you say that, and it's interesting because in the election that you won, the city voters also rejected a measure that would have made Tucson a sanctuary city. And this would limit local cooperation with federal law enforcement on matters of immigration. And you were also opposed to sanctuary status. Why? That doesn't seem to fit with some of the other things you're saying.
Right, absolutely. What the issue was with how the initiative was written. We have been working since SB 1070 passed for the protection of immigrants and refugees and asylum seekers here in the city of Tucson.
And let me just jump in. SB 1070 was the 2010 law signed by Governor Jan Brewer, which was basically at the time called the Show Me Your Papers law.
Yes.
Police could ask for proof of residency of status.
And it did go, city of Tucson was the first city in Arizona to basically get on board with taking the state of Arizona to court about it. And it did go all the way up to the Supreme Court, but the Show Me Your Papers piece of SB 1070 survived. And so what the city of Tucson has been doing is, you know, I've led in the efforts of changing our Tucson Police Department general orders in terms of how we deal with immigrants, how we protect victims and witnesses of crime. We do not ask for status from juveniles, and when people are stopped for a traffic infraction, that is not asked. And so we've set many ordinances on how to treat our residents in the city of Tucson. And so the city of Tucson is not the problem. We've seen about 8 stops in the city of Tucson the last year where we had to call Border Patrol. In other cities in Arizona, they call 300, 400 times a year. So what the real issue is SB 1070.
On a personal note, the last time a Latino was elected to mayor of Tucson was all the way back in 1875, Esteban Ochoa. Why do you think it took so long for you to get where you are? Because as you said, Tucson is a border town. It's 42% Hispanic. What took so long?
I think that there have been a lot of barriers to participation in for women and people of color throughout the country. In the city of Tucson, we had seen other Latino males run and win, but we had never seen Latina on the Tucson City Council since I got elected in 2007. And so we wanted, after 12 years on the Tucson City Council and the last mayor deciding to retire, we wanted to challenge the status quo again And we felt that with a prepared candidate and having experience and working really hard on a ground campaign and a good strategy would get us there. And I think the voters of Tucson said, yes, it is time. The demographics of our city has been changing a lot as well. And so we felt that it was the right time and people would want to vote for me and make history at the same time.
Well, you certainly did that. It sounds like you're also taking down some of those barriers for people who come behind you. Regina Romero, the new mayor of Tucson, Arizona, congratulations to you. And thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.